Chapter 3. Make you 10 years older than you look. Soap ad. It was mid-December, and I'd just been to the post office to send off my packages to California. The wind had me home in half the time it usually took on a bicycle. It was the time of year when monsoons crept up from nowhere, when rainstorms drowned your carrots, when you walked along the beach and noticed a meter's depth of sand had been slyly eaten away by the storm surges overnight. 12 beachfront coconut palms had been whisked away since we arrived, leaving just one column of trees to protect us. The previous year, the freshwater bog behind the resort had filled up with salt water and messed up the ecology. For 6 months, there was no life there at all. Migrating birds rearranged their flight itineraries because there was nowhere to stop for a drink. Mai bought an inflatable paddling pool, put it on the roof of our potting shed, and filled it with tap water. Birds have beaks and claws, so she had Arnie out there every day with his bicycle puncture repair kit until the pool was irreparable and the birds were long gone. When I reached the resort, I found Mai up a tree, and the dogs below barking. I stood with them. "Mai," I shouted, "why are you up that tree?" "There's a cat stuck up here," she said.
"I don't see it."
"It's camouflaged."
"That would make it a green cat, Mai."
"Don't be silly, Monica. It's white."
"And you can't see it because of the snow?"
She laughed. "The clouds, child," she said. "That's why you can't see it from the ground. The clouds are dark gray. It's a dirty cat."
"Of course."
I found myself bogged in conversations like this more times than I cared to remember. She always won, because she was the mistress of her own logic. She climbed higher. One of her flip-flops fell off and the dogs gasped. Sticky ran off with it.
"Mai," I shouted, "have you ever seen a reasonably good-looking old Furang with a beautiful Thai wife living over in Korakau?"
"That would be Conrad and Pianar."